Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
He indeed is our shepherd. He is our Lord and King. And that is King Lucas, my shepherd. And before that, gave you Spoonie. Say Amen. Those are the songs that I gave to you, my family. 17 minutes, it is just after 2. I'm not alone. Today I'm joined by Pastor. Today he's both advocate pastor. He's wearing the both hats. And I'm talking about advocate Rufus Malachi, Pastor Rufus Malachi. Papa, how are you today?
I am very well, Spongile. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Yes. Always excited. Just now, I was thinking as I was talking to Pastor Letwell Zabani, and I'm like, "Mara ene tsanzeri buletseli pa." But we were talking about the new law where husbands can take their wives.
Exactly. We can talk about it. We can find time and talk about it
as well.
Let us.
Advocate hore. Advocate you know.
And then you know, what is the family saying? And what is the law saying?
Oh well, there were arguments that were raised by some of the family members, mm-hmm. who argued different things around that on its own. Pastor Letwell Zabani showed us what, no, actually, when it comes to us, we are silent.
Yes.
The word is silent. So you have to address some of the arguments that come up still. Still have to do that.
It's a very interesting one,
mm-hmm.
because on the other hand, it's not like it's being a law that is being forced on everybody.
No,
it's a
you
choice.
Decide.
Somebody decided to say, look, I feel I'm being discriminated. I want to take my wife's
same name.
And then they said no. At Home Affairs, they said no, there's no such a thing.
Yeah. And then they had to go to Constitutional Court.
Yes, and they went all the way.
Yeah.
All the way to the Constitutional Court to say
to get the rights.
But the right to equality is very clear.
Mm.
This is discriminating against me. So
No. There are many arguments. Even when it comes to the wife keeping her own surname. Remember, in South Africa, we have that option. And a family member says, the word talks about one flesh.
Oh, okay.
The word talks about one flesh.
Yes. But even then, it doesn't mean you can still remain one flesh.
I think you should come in and now talk to us about that as well. Say, so with children, which surnames are the children going to take?
That's where my concern
apples,
is.
Oranges, and
that's where my concern is, because now it seems like, you know, the new generation of children are going to deal with completely different cultural dynamics that were never there before.
Yeah.
And,
I'm just seeing in the future where a child would have four surnames.
Exactly.
Four surnames.
Exactly. Do you know that in certain cultures, especially in Europe, I still remember, those were not necessarily surnames, but they were names. Somebody who had 9 names.
Yeah.
Including us, I don't know whether which one was a,
well, which one was the surname, or maybe they had 3 surnames and 6 names.
Exactly.
Well, because people get surprised. I have 3 names.
Yes.
All my 3 names are in my ID.
Okay.
And they're like, don't you get tired when they call you because
so
1, 2, 3.
No,
and I'm like, each one has got a sentiment, you know,
exactly.
Each of the names.
No, those ones. 3.
Even before my surname.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying?
Even before my surname, I got 3 names.
3 names.
Yes.
No, I know know those people with 3 names before their surname, actually.
So 9.
Yeah, 9. 9. 9 of them.
Hey, yeah.
I wonder whether one can even recite all 9.
Do you still remember some
them.
Of your names?
Yes, exactly.
Today we are finalizing. We started talking about the hindrances of our Christian testimony and growth as the body of Christ.
Yes.
I don't know if Papa would like to just quickly run back and catch up, if you can, just for somebody who's just joining us today, and then we can move forward to today.
Yes, I will quickly summarize what you said, but proceed to finish with what was left.
Yes.
Yes, we did indicate that there are hindrances to Christian testimony and world impact.
Mm.
How we should impact the world is being hindered. The testimony of the church, of the children of God, are being hampered by, and there are certain things which we had to look at.
Mm.
And firstly, we said we do not know who we are.
Yeah, our identity.
That was a very important thing, because the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his
marvelous light.
So we need to know, what does it mean to be a chosen people, a royal priesthood and all that? Because some people do quote this without understanding the responsibility that goes with it. So we said we are the ambassadors of Christ here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
A Christian is a representative of God, of Christ on earth. And as a result, one must live the life that shows that Christ is this person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also said our mindset. We have to think differently from the way the world thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Our mindset must be different. Bible says we must put our mind on the things above and not that on the things that are below.
Mm.
That's Colossians 3, verse 2. It says, then you have been raised, since then that you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, not on a earthly thing.
Mm.
So then as we proceeded with the hindrances, we said, yes, we have already indicated the loss of identity, that people have lost that.
Mm.
I continue to say that our cultures seem to be more important sometimes. And we compare our cultures with the word of God. And it seems like we elevate the cultures
more than
the word of God.
We disregard the word of God
where culture is involved.
Mm.
You know, there are people who feel that according to our culture, we do this. This is how we do things. But since now you are no longer just belonging to your parents or your forefathers, you belong to Christ. You have to be different. You have to understand that the old is gone. When we say the old is gone, it means certain practices are also gone. It means that now you have got new practices and new culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a song that says, Jesus Christ, he gave me a new character, you know, a new culture. So that is what we said where the problems we're having, and that we should do something about it. And then the last thing that we said on that, we said, it was not really the last thing. We said, the Bible says in 1 John 2, 15 and 16, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We said, you know, today, if you look at Christians generally, it seems like we love what the world loves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the world praises, we also praise that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be famous, everybody wants to be a celebrity. We also want like that. When people, the world respect people because they are rich or they are celebrities, we also do exactly the same thing. So much that if somebody comes to a church, even if we know that this person doesn't know Christ, we'll rather confer salvation on this person and tell people that no, so and so is saved. You say, when was he saved? When did he ever say that? Say, no, he once came to our church we feel good because he was in our church. So the Bible says, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. We have to have a different thinking altogether. Yeah, because the Bible says all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And I like verse 17, which says, and the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
Mm.
The world is not here to stay forever.
Mm-mm.
Even before Jesus comes. Anyway, I always say to people, those who say, Jesus, when is he coming and all that, the time you die, it means he has come for you already.
Mm.
Those who are saying, when is the end of the world?
It might be tomorrow for another individual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So we don't have to glorify what the world glorifies.
Mm-hmm.
We must choose our role models according to godliness, not according to whether somebody is a pop star or a politician that is famous, even if he might be corrupt, and all that. We don't have to say to our daughters or sons, they must get married to somebody because that person, it's well known or is popular or is famous. We must look at what godliness is. Because even James chapter 2:2-4 says, suppose a man comes into a meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here is a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor under my feet, or at my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? So we have to love everybody. We have to respect everybody. And then as a result, we'll also be respected. It will be noticed that this one is different. I know generally people, that's how they look down upon other people. But this one, although I'm just an ordinary person or even poor, but this person regards me, treats me like any other person. A security guard there, most people will find that they don't even talk to them. They open the gate for you and then one just comes in. These are not people to be...
They are disregarded.
Yeah, they're not there to be regarded as human beings. They're just tools that are there to serve us. So once we begin to show that we are not like any other person in the world, then that our impact in the world becomes more prominent. We are seen to be different. So that, I think, that's where we ended last time.
Mm.
Then today we proceed.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going today?
Today is the thinking, as we've already said, like the world, which leads to this, the fear of man.
Mm.
The fear of man. You remember the Bible says, God has not given unto us
the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm.
But it's a spirit of
love,
power
and of a sound mind.
Mm-hmm. But somebody who thinks like the world, somebody who loves the world, will also fear the world and the things that the world brings. Proverbs 29 verse 25 says, the fear of man is a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is set securely on high. In other words, a child of God doesn't have to fear any man.
Mm.
That's why when one is not afraid of men, even this thing of which is called peer pressure,
it doesn't affect
you. It will not affect you.
Yeah.
Because you are not here to please anybody.
Mm.
You are here to please your master.
Mm.
And if you know that this is something that is wrong to do, you will not do it, not because you are afraid of anybody,
mm-hmm.
not because you are afraid of your parents,
mm-hmm.
but because you know that you are a child of God. But those who fear the world, those mm-hmm. who fear the world, will also fear their peers. They will be pressured into doing things that they are not supposed to do.
Yeah.
They will be pressured into doing things that are sinful.
Sure.
They will be pressured into going to parties, to, you know, into going to nightclubs as students because everybody's doing it.
So now I'm also joining in.
You are joining in. Why?
There's that pressure.
You are afraid of being called names.
Of not belonging.
Exactly. You are not cool. Yeah, you know, if you are a child of God who knows who he is, this thing of being cool or being uncool will not move you because you know who you are pleasing. Therefore, the fear of men will not ensnare you. You are not going to be ensnared. Therefore, even when it comes to witnessing for Christ, just telling people in jail, I don't do this, or even without saying I don't do whatever, just to say I'm a child of God, you'll not be afraid of telling people. I always tell of two brothers at the university where I used to study years ago when we were still young. There were two different characters. The students would go to the dining hall and to eat and mix with a lot of other people, you know, those who knew the Lord and those who did not know. And the majority were those who did not know the Lord. And now there was this one who kept on preaching to them, to everybody. Preaching there at the dining hall and all that, telling them about Christ and all that. And as a result, he did not become popular to an extent that some used to avoid him.
Muruti.
Then there was another.
For sure, they called him Muruti.
Yes. They called him Muruti, and they wouldn't like to associate with him. Then there was this other one. Same age group, everything, and except that he was very quiet.
Okay.
Very nice in quotes. Everybody would not want to hurt anybody. He would not even want to talk about
a cool
Christ.
Guy.
A cool guy. He didn't want to talk about Christ. And then
Professed Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes, okay. Both of them professed Christ.
Okay.
The one spoke about Christ. The one, the other one did not.
Okay.
And then one day, one of these guys who did not know Christ said to this one, "You know, when our brother, when us mang, when our Rufus, whatever.
Because you don't say anything about
unlike Thomas, you know, every day he's on us about this and that. And he's always telling us about the Bible. No. Uh-huh. That guy is not. When I umzalo sharp. You know, that thing, when that it made this brother not to sleep.
The one who doesn't say a word.
Yeah. He asked himself, I'm being called Mzalano Mshap. What does this mean? It means I'm afraid of testifying about Christ. This other one actually who's not sharp, he's the one who's actually sharp in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he became radical thereafter. He changed after having been told umzalwane omusha.
Now, there's a question I have in terms of not being afraid as a Christian. Sometimes there's a thin line between being brave and being arrogant.
Yes.
How do we still maintain our humbleness? He said we ought to be humbled like doves. And also, how do we still remain grounded? Because with the arrogance, then comes pride.
You are reminding me of what one sister here said yesterday. She's now in her 60s. She was telling us how she got born again then, way back then. At the university.
Yes.
She said there was this guy. She was just going to church, and she regarded herself as being a good person. And she met this guy. He just looked at her and said, "You are a sinner. You must repent."
Yes.
And he started arguing there and all that, and he continued to. And he said, "I left there. I was hurt."
Yeah.
And I had a negative attitude towards Christians.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a time when a neighbor, one lady, kept on knocking on my door, inviting me to go to the service, to the Christian student Christian service. And then I would always give excuses and all that.
Mm.
And then she would always keep on coming, lovingly so.
Mm-mm.
Not arrogantly,
mm-hmm.
but always lovingly. She said, until we said, we agreed with my friend and said, she keeps on bothering us. Let us just go and see what is happening there.
Yeah.
And she says that's how she accepted Christ.
Wow.
Because this was love.
That was
in
real
action. The
love.
Other one was arrogance.
Yeah.
Arrogance did not change anything.
Yeah.
Only love did, because the humility, I mean, when you relate to people, humility will definitely win people to you.
But we also have to balance, right?
Yes.
Because some of us become too meek.
Yes.
And timid.
Yes.
At the end of the day, silent again.
Exactly.
Or even allow wrong to be done unto us, mm-hmm. because of how we handling things. So we need to be balanced.
Yes.
I guess through the help of the Holy Spirit?
That's why it's important. We'll talk about
the
importance of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Okay.
Going on. I remember
when
we were still at school, where there was this Christian. I mm-hmm. remember that time I was not even a Christian yet,
mm-hmm.
at the high school. And there was a lady I was sitting next to was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that she was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this other young man who was naughty.
Mm.
And she would just, you know, talk to her.
Handle it with gentleness.
Yeah.
Kindness.
No. Yeah. But he would also be, you know, touching her.
Ooh.
Inappropriately.
Ooh.
And she would just sit there.
Hi, boy. Angege.
She wouldn't want to disappoint him.
Hi, ngege.
And he kept on doing that. And I said, no, you can't do this. You can't allow somebody just to do this. You can't be this timid. There must be a level
of course,
drawing a boundary.
Of course.
Yes. So that also answers
needs
your question
to be.
of timidity.
All right.
We have not been given the spirit of timidity.
Of timidity.
Although at the same time, we must not misrepresent Christ by being arrogant.
Okay, then.
There has to be a balance.
There's a saying that says, I have sent you not to win arguments, but to win souls.
Yes, exactly.
In our arrogance, we want to win arguments.
Yes.
But no, he has sent us out to win souls. Let's take a break, Papa. Yeah. Before we do that, let me quickly read. I'm not quite sure who's the family member, but it says Deep Infection Entertainment. Brother, you are on point. And they say times might have changed, but the word of God remains the same yesterday, today, and eternally. So, Pietra Small, hi Petra. And she says, come on, skink off ek bloed kan skink. Yeah, let's see if I can donate blood. Alles van God se beste. And she says, love your programs. Gesiende middag. Thanks God for the rain. Yeah. I was so happy yesterday. Thank you, Petra, for that, because we've been praying for rain. And I was watching it through the window. I was like, we prayed for it.
Yeah,
it's here.
It started raining yesterday. Enjoy it. Today, it rained in Pretoria. That was great.
Yes. Mm. Even at night, yesterday, it was raining in Pretoria as well. Yeah. Let's take a break and take Mimi. And the title of the song says, Let Your Light Shine.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Did you know you can now listen to all your favorite Radio Pulpit programs and more in English and vernacular languages like isiZulu and Setswana online? Tune in to our new online station, Radio Pulpit Jikelele, for award-winning Christian content and great gospel music anytime, anywhere. Listen to your favorite presenters like Ray Lekhodi, Lukomkwedi Puti, Sibongile Mofokeng, Godfrey Moabi, Ayanda Nenemba, Anele Georgia, Cheryl Moodley, Bahlenhlapo, and many more. Radio Pulpit Jikelele, wherever you are, 24 hours a day. Tune in today, visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Thunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Your time is running. I thought we still had enough time. Give you the sounds of Mimi featuring Pamela Maybeck and the title of the song, Let Your Light Shine. And I think it goes with what we are receiving, the teaching of the day. Today we are looking at hindrances that cause us not to grow and not to even impact the world. And yes, I'm not alone. I'm with Advocate Rufus Malachi, Pastor Rufus Malachi as well. My family, may the Lord help us on our journey. Who said Christianity is going to be a walk in the park? Hey, no, he did.
Not.
Yeah, he did say, in the world you will find tribulations.
Yes. But be of good cheer.
Because I have overcome the world.
Because we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Uh-huh.
We are not alone in the world, for that matter.
Yeah.
We don't have to feel like we are an endangered species.
And feel like we need to belong.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are in Christ. We are hidden in Him,
exactly,
which is more important than belonging to the wrong crowds and finding ourselves seeking acceptance by the world.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Which brings us to, if you are okay,
yes,
with it,
yes,
that, which leads me to the next point which I want to make,
uh-huh,
the being one of those things that make us not to be able to impact the world. It's friendship with the world. You know, there's no, it doesn't say we must only have Christian friends. One must not read me wrongly. But there's a difference between friendship with the world and having friends, whether they are Christians or not Christians. Friendship with the world, it means, as I've already indicated, that your friendship is based on the things of the world. Your agreement is based on the things of the world. And the way you think is no different, and no one can make a difference between you being a child of God and your friend who is not a child of God. And as a matter of fact, you compromise. You even compromise your values. You can even dump your Christian friends because you want to please the one,
yeah,
who is not a Christian.
Yeah.
Listen, the Bible says in James 4, verse 4,
mm-hmm,
do you not know that friendship
with the world is enmity to God?
Mm. Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Mm.
You cannot associate with people who openly mock your faith. Those who openly mock your religion. Those who openly mock what is the real core of your very being. You know, I don't know if I said it the other time. Some years ago, I attended a conference where the speaker was a man. It's an old man, I believe, now. Yeah. One of those who are in the cricket world will know. One of the old cricketers in this country, the best cricketers this country has ever produced, Peter Pollock. Who was the father now of Sean Pollock,
Sean,
I think.
Yes.
He said for him to come to Christ, it happened in this way, that his wife was a believer while he was not. And he used to treat her anyhow, and he used to mock Christianity.
He was not pleased with her.
He was just a guy. Not that he was bad. Okay. He was just too casual about her feelings, about her emotions regarding a religion and all that, until, and she would not worry about, she used to pray for him and all that. But one day he said, I was shocked. He said, I came home and I started mocking Jesus. He said he was mocking Jesus. He said, all of a sudden, she changed, her face changed, and she cried worse than somebody who had been stabbed with a knife. She said, please, you can mock me, you can insult me, you can do anything,
but not Christ.
Please do not mock my master. He said, she cried in such a way that he realized, this is not just religion.
Yeah.
This faith in Christ is something else to this woman. He says it really went deep into his heart. It revolutionized him, and he started realizing that Christianity is life. It's not just a religion.
Wow.
And ultimately, he took Christ for himself.
Wow.
So, this, if you are a friend of the world, you can't do that. You cannot cry even when they are mocking your master. You will not do anything. You cannot defend the gospel.
Yeah.
Because to you, it doesn't matter. It's not really.
You become like Peter. Serious.
Exactly.
Yes. Don't count me in. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Like Peter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So lastly, lastly is the adoption. Because I wanted to say that there are people who can even compromise other Christians when they want to please the people in the world. They can sacrifice you. They can throw you under a bus just in order to please people who are in the world because they are friends with the world. But they still call themselves Christians, unfortunately. So lastly, as I say, is this thing of adopting the language
of the world.
You know, terminology is very important. Terminology. It's not just one of those things. It's very important. If you begin to give a terminology that it's light about a serious matter, you'll take that matter very lightly. Let's take an example. We have come to a situation where in certain circles, sin is called a mistake. It's just a mistake. Remember, a mistake, you can't hold anybody accountable or blame anybody for making a mistake. It's just a mistake. But if you call it by its name, I made a mistake, I committed fraud. It's not a mistake. You can't steal by make mistake. You can't kill by mistake. You can't commit adultery by mistake. So we must call it by the language that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, like, these days, adultery is called cheating. Huh? Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it's cheating, cheating is just like when you are in the exam room and then you cheat. It's not, mm-hmm. it's not as serious as all that. Last is called a crush.
Mm.
Say somebody's having a crush. And that can not be. Those kind of things, we need to be able to take our language and make it to be in line with the,
with the word
of God is.
Wow. Well, but thank you so much. I thought we had enough time, but hey, it seems no, we don't. But thank you so much for ministering unto us and ministering the word as is, bringing it as is. We thank God who's taking us back to basics. Because at the end of the day, we will be able to impact the nations and impact the world. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless you, family.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
He is Advocate Rufus Malachi. He's available only during office hours on 071-264-3860. 071-264-3860. I'm signing out. You and I are meeting tomorrow, same time, same place. And may God awesomely bless you. And we say hello to Germany. Johan Els on Something Else, leaving you with the sounds of Hezekiah Walker, God Favored Me.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.